Yeah, we turned from the maintenance shed and went east, went down to the Narrows, and hooked up with Hardscrabble Canyon. Went up Hardscrabble Canyon.
Now, was the course marked at all, or were you just kind of faithfully following your maps?
You know, I think we were running together too, and mm-hmm. I think the Colorado guys were better at seeing the markers than I was. One of my problems I've always had is they've used orange flags.
Yeah.
And I'm colorblind.
Wow.
And so orange and green to me don't look that much different.
Uh-huh.
And I think I used to tell Irv Nielsen all the time, I used to say, you know, you've got to have yellow and white. And I think now they use yellow, white, and orange.
Yeah, big
some
yeah.
combination.
Yeah, big combination.
Right, but there was a few years where all they had was orange, and that was really a problem to me.
Yeah.
I think by the time I got to Affleck Park, I'd covered more than 40 miles, so we got lost a few times.
Oh, you spent some time off course?
Yeah, I think a little bit, but maybe not that much.
Uh-huh.
You know, and when I finally got that, you know, as we were going up Hardscrabble Canyon, and then you go to the brink, which is where some canyons come together, it's a little tricky there. And I think as we were going up, the three Colorado runners went ahead of me.
Uh-huh.
And I think I could still see them a little bit before I got to the brink. And then it looked like they went the wrong direction, and I was yelling a little bit, but I don't think anybody heard me. So I think what happened is I got to Affleck Park first, and then they were like an hour later. So I think they got even more lost.
So you think...
They put in a few more miles.
So earlier you said probably at the top of the brink you think they went west, perhaps on the current course. Because I remember it was a little tricky. You had to kind of go straight south over to this little bald hill, and then
right.
and then the trail to Affleck Park took off. I can't remember if it went to the which side of the hill, that little hill it took off on, but I do remember you had to crest the ridge and then go to the south a bit, and then the trail took off and
right.
headed kind of southeast.
Yeah, and of course, being the second year of the race, it wasn't very worn or very...
Yeah.
Well marked, I don't think.
Yeah. You know, Steve doesn't recall marking much of the course at all.
Yeah. Yeah, and the directions, you know, the directions were pretty detailed, but a little tough to read, especially when you're running.
Yeah,